Hei, og velkommen til en Carte Blanche podcast. I 2018 laget den belgiske dansekunstneren Peter Ampe forestillingen Get Lost med Carte Blanche. Her hører du Peter i samtale med to av Carte Blanche-danserne som var med i forestillingen, Caroline Klee og Timothy Bartlett. Sammen ser de tilbake på Get Lost og gir deg et innblikk i arbeidet og tankene som ligger bak forestillingen.
Hello!
Hello!
I am Caroline Klee. I'm a dancer at Carte Blanche, the Norwegian National Company of Contemporary Dance. I'm here with my fellow dancer colleague, Timothy Bartlett. And we will meet Peter Ampe. Hi, Peter.
Hello.
I will try to present you briefly, but feel free to add anything you want. So Peter Ampe is a Belgian artist, performer and choreographer. You studied in Seed in Salzburg and in parts.
And in parts. And in Arnhem.
And in Arnhem. You made many pieces, solos, duos, quartet, where you also perform yourself. Mm-hmm. And then you made a piece for Carte Blanche 2 years ago called Get Lost, which was performed, like the premiere was at the Opera Ballet in Oslo. And you did a piece for the Icelandic Dance Company. Mm-hmm. I think you're working now to create a duet with Gunilla Heilborn. Is that right?
Yes.
You want to add something to this short bio?
At the moment, I cater for my brother and another friend. I make food 2 times a day. And so I'm a contemporary Airbnb host. No. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we made all these duets with people, and I had a lot of eagerness to go on stage as a kid. So I was like in theater ateliers and things like that. And I guess that makes a lot of the ground where I started from.
So at Carte Blanche, we worked with many different choreographers, and we never have the opportunity to speak with them after the process is finished. So I thought maybe this is nice, funny, interesting to look back at the piece we made together, mm-hmm. and maybe discuss interesting problematics or things we encountered during the process. It feels a bit long ago, mm-hmm. but maybe I would be interested to know what you remember from this piece and or from the process maybe. And if you watched the recording just recently, was it very different from what you remember?
Okay, so what I remember before is, well, you know, that was my first real big project. And so it was the first time I worked with all these people, dancers, but also like this big crew of, anyway, Carte Blanche is this institute where you have what, 7 people in the office every day, and then you have a cleaner, and you have the technicians who are running around, and then you have 14 dancers, and an artistic leader pops up once in a while. So that was new. Already the team that I brought with me was 4 other people. That was also really a lot. So everything was new, basically. The place where I was, the situation. And it was really overwhelming, but also exciting. I remember going to the toilet once in a while and really having this feeling of like, oh, I'm by myself for a moment. Here I have my autonomy. So, I didn't really hide, but but it was really like a moment. It was really a big moment to go to the toilet. Yeah, it was also Human Sharifi had been visiting me. He had invited me several times to come to Bergen to meet you and the company. And I liked what I saw in that terms of like the potentiality of it. Like I thought that you looked great on stage and seemingly a lot of talent in different things. And then the moment that we started, I tried to be prepared, but of course I was still kind of like wondering what the fuck should I make and what do I really want to tell. I had this title, Get Lost, as like something like, everybody should get lost once in a while. But then, yeah, where I came, what I remember afterwards was that I was really happy I had gone through this process with you, and I had really like, it's the only time that it happened, but I had this crush on you as a group, as performers, as people, and. Yeah, so there was a lot of positivity around it. And then in terms of like what I went away and what I thought, what did I tell with this piece? Especially over time, I knew less and less what I produced and what was that again? Get lost, like what is the... so today I saw already once the video after, but today I saw the recording of the premiere in Bergen, and then it struck me very fast that it's a play with tactility, with sounds, with movement, with personalities, but like really like a really big patchwork where when I say like, coming to you, meeting all these different people, being in a different space, like all of the some are present in that work. Coming to watch the piece again. Like it's all this stuff. So many different sources of information. Also different kind of material in terms of like, okay, when you for the first time, all stand still and just sing a song. To very obvious, like a kind of repetition in duets, where there is this kind of play with cramping up and lifting and being suspended in the air and kind of carrying and catching it. The fact that you don't make a difference between lifting somebody from the crotch or from the mouth as you would do just from the arm or lifting up from the legs or whatever. There is this, what I recognize now is like, okay, yeah, I kind of was working with a love for the detail of all these different possibilities you can be together. I'm becoming a bit vague now.
Maybe I can mm-hmm. jump on what you say. Do you think that because we were a group of people and we also worked with a lot of collaborators, you mentioned like set design and video design mm-hmm. and costume mm-hmm. and music and do you think that you have to spend a lot of time getting to know the people you're working with? And I personally think that you did this very well to take the time to get to know each of us. But then I'm asking myself, do you think that was to the advantage or the disadvantage of like the making of the piece?
The thing is, like, the making of the piece, I really enjoy watching people play together, and that was a process that, when we did it, explained itself in a way. I kind of gave this exercise, okay, improvise 10 minutes solo in front of the other two people that you will have in each group. And then every time that somebody plays, that you get informed of what is possible for another person, and then you can just explore what you want to explore. You can be informed by what the other did. You can also take a new track, which then informs the other two again of what is possible. And by just doing that, we did that for at least 4 weeks, only that almost, you just kind of had moments of great fun and then moments of thinking probably like, what the fuck are we doing and how is this going to result into a piece? But the collective imagination was working. And I still have images of Irene and Google struggling with plastic and being half naked. And I did a session with Caroline and what she called again. She was not in the process after, but Annalisa, yeah. And it was just, it was very fast, very intimate and just funny playing and being challenged and excited. And with moments, I know it from, because I did exercise so much in my life, that I very often get very bored, but then I'm not allowing myself to say something about it, because yeah, maybe it's good to just say like, it's normal to get bored sometimes, but you don't have to give any importance to it, because boredom is anyway part of our lives. And maybe it's nice to get bored for a moment.
I can maybe say that I remember this first part of the process, like, I think you're right, it was like maybe like for the first 4 weeks or even a bit more. And I really have a precious memory from this moment. I think I end up seeing my colleagues in a most open and, yeah, I remember very beautiful moment, vulnerable, and it brought a kind of feeling of trust between us. Mm-hmm. But then I also remember the moment we decided to put this on stage, or that there is we had to face the problematic of how to bring this practice that was mm-hmm. in a studio for a very intimate audience to the stage, where you know that you have to present it to a larger audience where they are a bit mm-hmm. further away, maybe mm-hmm. because we are so many on stage, like the most quiet moment disappear. Mm-hmm. And I think these problematics in a way are maybe arising in different processes, how to bring a practice from the studio to the stage. Mm-hmm. Do you remember this moment in your position as a choreographer, or is it something that was maybe more a struggle for us performer? I don't know.
Well, my struggle was that I was trying to find out what I wanted to say, and I never really know what I precisely want to say. And then I mumble and then I get lost. And then sometimes there is like a moment of clarity. So I think it's not so much different in terms of how the piece comes to be then, because I prepared in that way that, I don't know, I had this whole team, Jelle for the set and Jakob for the music. And we had been talking, we had sessions of what would be nice. But then I have this very anarchistic brain that works against my choreographic brain or something. I don't know. I want to kind of give everybody the space that would be the most their own. And then I thought, like, okay, if I would be really good in being very precise, I would have maybe said, okay, I remember this and that and that, so I really want you to work precisely on that. So we can reproduce it night after night perfectly like this. But then it always kind of really clashes with the part of me that is a performer myself and that really wants to have to give you the openness to really reimagine the same thing over and over. So I did kind of select, in the end, there was like a moment where things organically came together in terms of combinations of people. I thought that you and Adrian and Caroline, Adrian and Daniel, there was this very strong connection with that part of me that is very interested in gender and how people can conform to that or take their own take to it. And then how the three of you kind of came together. And then it was like this funny struggle of one person who's overexcited and somebody who really wants to control very well and somebody that is always trying to make the two outer ends meet. That was really great. And I was like, okay, this group is really great because there is something with the masculinity and femininity that is interesting in each one of you. And then, when Tim and Ulle and Guru worked together, I thought they shared this really funny, nasty possibility of really like, they really enjoyed and annoyed each other. And they had this possibility to be really dirty. They didn't have any fear of spitting in each other's face and all this kind of thing. So it's really like, okay, these people really work together. And you all kind of also kind of spotlighted something that was going on in my performing practice or in the way how I observed the world and was intrigued at that time. But when I think about like how that in between moment, it was very difficult. I had difficulties to process what I saw during the day, to kind of really come up with the expression that, I don't know, like the exact way of kind of redefining the next point. But I must say, for me, it was so fast to go from getting to know you to when the piece had to be finished and made. It seemed that this was just a matter of days almost. And the people in my group of collaborators, Jakob and me have a lot of similarities, but on the level of music, Jakob would love the piece to be known a month and a half before the premiere, 2 months or 3 months before the premiere, so that he can work on the music and he can compose and he can really. And in this case, he had to be the choir leader and compose the music and make the instrumental tracks. And for him, it was very, very unnerving while I was dealing with trying to kind of find the right answers for all these other people around me, while I was trying to still kind of figure out, okay, how do I give the right information towards you? And on that level, Yeah, what is it that I'm still having this question. What is the final information that we have to have communicated before everything is clear and you feel comfortable to play it?
I feel like something you said is quite interesting in the way you're looking at the groups of people that you put together, and not necessarily the material that they bring, but the kind of way each person relates to each other with their energy. And this is for me a very interesting way of choreographing, looking at putting people into structures or constellations and then letting them go. This I've not heard from you before, and I kind of, watching it again makes me think differently about the way people are together. And I think this is interesting for me.
That was I was every day kind of sitting somewhere with some node and like kind of trying to figure out how far I could understand who I was working with and who you are personally. We also had this one-on-one talks, but all those conversations were very nice. I always thought when I walked away, like, why do I talk so much? because that if I come back to my history, then it's basically every duet or quartet or whatever that I made before that point was all about my encounter with that other person. So in this case, it was like, okay, I have all these people here together, and who would I like to see meet who, and with what reason, and then the fact that Olga and Harold then in the end had this, at least in the way that I hoped it to be and stay, was a very dangerous feeling of two people that constantly drive it to the edge, while they both have this possibility to be very elegant and very very soft, and you can see them really elegantly parading around. But then at that point, they were just going for the thrill, for a roller coaster feeling, and where you always thought like, oh no, they're gonna kill themselves, but they wouldn't. And they were maybe gonna run into the set a bit too hard, and they would bring down half of his head and hanging up. But like that, so that were the things in the end that kind of constructed a piece for me together, and that there was it was not so much about what it means, but more about the ductility of something that grabbed my attention within you, with Tim and Guru meeting each other and starting to explore the inner holes of the mouth by putting your hands as deep as possible in it, and then just kind of exchanging the spit. And that in itself, for me, when I was watching it today, I was again getting super excited and happy of seeing this behavior of like, really like, okay, here, we're here, and let's see what the other one is like and what it can take and what she can take, and not being very gentle about it, but rather like just blunt. To then, I don't know. It's
that you feel you're searching when you're performing as well? Is it like a quality that you always investigate in your work, also when you are not only the?
It's a part of my vocabulary.
Mm.
And it's something that I can use and that I like to use, but it's not what I'm searching for.
Mm.
It's that what I have. It's that what I know. It's that what I, like I thought, okay, I know that this is something that raises a lot of interest to watch from a big audience. And I like it and I'm very happy to see it. So it's not, like I was never searching for it in people. It was not that I was hoping like, ah, people should do this. But the moment that I saw it and I knew that I could use it, I was happy to use it because I needed things to, I need as well the things that I don't know yet as the things that I know. And what I didn't know yet was if the people from Carte Blanche would be able to do this and reproduce it, find the game and find the pleasure in it to do it day after day. And to have like, the trust that this is what it is. I don't know, like I heard about one of the first pieces that I made. I read a review again lately, and she wrote this very funny and very virtuous duet. And I never saw anything that I did as virtuous because everything that I did was very easy to do. In itself, technically, it's very easy to do. And it, what for me is virtuous is somebody that is able to jump and land on their feet again without wobbling. And I don't know, like there is this, I mean, you have so much different styles of dancing where you say like, this really requires a very specific talent or a lot of practice. And with me, it doesn't need any lot of practice nor talent. But then, yeah, what I keep on have to remember myself is that, okay, just to be able to do that in front of audience is maybe a talent that you know how to keep it alive in yourself. Because when I do something for myself, I find it fun. And I want to repeat it to somebody who didn't see it before. I can also just fail miserably in, but you know, it was funny when I did it last time. That kind of feeling. And that's a bit like, if we think about, coming from a period of, actually, if the whole creation period was 7 weeks, then I think for 4 to 5 weeks you were only singing, learning the songs that you sing in the piece, or doing this exercise. And then in a very, very fast tempo, we tried to kind of make this duo trios happen. And before I knew, the piece had to be performed and be presented. So there is the whole period of getting acquainted to the exercise, then trying to find out, okay, which little segment shall we select? Because even though you will be free to do it the way that you want that night, every time again, reinvented, it still has to be something specific of what you did, because otherwise, I have to just say, okay, we only do this exercise for 7 weeks. And then the day of the premiere, you just do it and you see how it runs. But I didn't have any other kind of structure in my mind. I didn't have like a proposition to a structure to give you absolute freedom. And then every night would be anyway, a kind of, how would they say it? I definitely don't feel strong enough as an artist to say that I'm going to do an experiment and we'll see night by night if it gives something. And if after 5 nights you think this sucks still, this is really terrible, and you still have to do it another 20 times because the shows are sold already, then I feel like an asshole to make you do that.
Do you feel
that? I was hoping that everybody had their, I don't know, something in it that was essential.
Do you think when you do shows, when you create shows where you're performing yourself, you have less of a structure, or like you have more
freedom? No, I'm searching for structure always. Mm. But the thing is, I could understand from feedback that I got from the group that a lot of people would had a little bit this kind of hope that there was a very big freedom comparable to the one that we had when we were in small groups. But then that was difficult for me to imagine. Yeah, how I could provide the rigid underground for them, or
close to the feeling I had. I remember fighting with myself, wanting to have more freedom, but at the same time, also wanted to know what is the scene about, or what am I supposed to do there and there. Yeah, also coming back to the fact that we are quite a big group, and like I remember this big scene at the beginning, not knowing what the others would do behind me, and not knowing if I should be less loud or taking less space. We also had this huge set with like ropes and I remember this conflict between not wanting to have it to set, but yet wanted to understand what we are creating. Maybe in the trios and duet, it was a bit more easy to understand the game we had between us and to recreate it, or to find this balance between having some rules and recreating new every day. I remember enjoying this very much. Also, while we had more shows to perform, but while we started to set the piece in a way, I connect very much with this struggle of why don't you tell me what to do?
I had it in Iceland after there was a Dilly that you worked with. She was amazing. Like, she was really great to work with. And at some point, just before the premiere, we're like trying to set something. And she's looking to me like, what is it? What should I do? And I come with, and then I start to talk. And for a very long time, and then she's looking to me with like these eyes of a little bit rage. And then I say, like, okay, you know, just sing a song in your head while you're doing. And she's like, oh, for fuck's sake, Peter, just tell me that from the start, you know? But the thing is, I don't know it till I know. I didn't know. It was really like, yeah, that was the answer that she should. But like on that level, yeah, I don't know. Maybe when I'm 60, I'll be a great director. I think I should stop complaining about time, because in a way, the time that you get to work on something is also the time that frames a lot of things. But I definitely hope for the future that I'll have different ways to process the material that I get and the feedback that I give. I talked with Guru once, a couple of months after, and then I asked her what her understanding, or she told me that what she understood of the duets that she had with Tim and Ulle were, was like that at some point I said, hi, oh, just, you know, it's like you're a toddler and you just stick your finger in the nose of the other. And then that person will hit you back and then you react in another way. I don't know. But there was something about, there was something missing as well. And then I wonder like how can I communicate the complexity of your possibilities of composition at that moment? Because, the moment, it's something that already by the combination of people that there are, that are there on the stage. And on that level, Caro, Daniel, and Adrian were the most obvious group. In itself, that should be enough. But then there is, of course, also a technicality about not allowing the scene to drop energetically completely. And then that's still something that I composition wise am struggling to efficiently communicate about. I don't know how you feel about your segment in the beginning, Tim. How did you feel that you had the right information to know how the rhythm of the thing could work?
I think it's difficult as a performer when you don't have the outside eye or know necessarily what everything is going on or where it is structurally in the piece to know what it needs. You build up communication with the people that you're working with, and so you have a language, but you don't always know what words to use at each time in a way. And this, I think, comes very much from you about what we need, but it's also difficult to understand another person. To get inside your brain or to get in someone else's brain is always difficult, so there were troubles. But I think at some point we come through rehearsing it, when it becomes set in a structure, it becomes more stable the more work we do in that structure, and we understand it better and better and better. Like when we're at the beginning of the piece and at the front and at the start of rehearsing that, I don't think I had any awareness of what was going on outside of the trio that I was in. And by the end, you become aware of all the people who are coming in and going out, and where an audience's focus might be or where it needs to go or what level you need to pitch your energy at.
But that is really, I think, very important. What I find a pity is that the piece only had 15 shows or something, where for me that first 15 shows would be the part where a show gets calibrated, where you start to understand these things, where you understand how the audience watches and how they react. I must say that now that I saw the video again, I really need to become less anxious about it and trust more to kind of watch that with a group, even though it's a lot of work to watch something like that in a group and being able to process all the information that everybody gets in. Because that's a bit like, I guess that when I hear you talk now, even now, it's again so clear that it's all about trusting the material and trusting that whatever you do, it's fine, as long as you take in account the rhythm of it. And you don't have to do everything. You don't have to use all the words. You don't have to. Maybe you could say, well, every time I will definitely mention tomato and pineapple or something. But otherwise, I have like 20 sentences, and out of those 20 sentences, there is only two words that are really important, and they should be kind of there and there because that communicates. But then when you really know how to read the room and you know more or less the rhythm of the people around you, you know that you have that moment that there is a silence or something like that. But that would take a lot of time with a group. I was like, while I was watching the piece now, and I'm thinking, it would be cool to be able to work there for a year not only on this project, you do your other projects as well, but you just kind of keep continuation in a certain way that three times a week you will do this structure as like a part of your week schedule, and you learn certain things. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. It was really something when I performed a lot with B, and a certain one really had like this huge bulks of tour, and we would perform three times a week or something, which doesn't seem a lot, but for that show was very harsh, or four times a week. And then after a while, I just knew every spot on the stage. I knew where the lights were. And I knew how to walk into them or out of them at my pleasing. And we could really play on the moment. And you knew where you had to kind of give the other person, from an outside perspective, a lot of energy and support, and to knowing how to do that. And then while I was making this piece, I got often to hear from Human, like, Peter, don't expect them to have the same capacities as you. These people are professional, they're fantastic, but not everybody is you. You have a certain kind of talent. So that's also a little bit the thing that I struggle with, like, where can I expect other people to go in a certain direction and understand something from a certain perspective, if maybe their talent is somewhere else? But then I think we had a very happy, like a very joyful discussion about what was the freedom that I could give you and what not, or how I had to come up with a coherent piece, which luckily Human was so generous to say, okay, so your piece that you want to make is a bit like boom, 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 boom. I said yes. Which seems completely ridiculous, maybe, but it's funny.
Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you for coming.